Do you believe in monsters? Mysterious creatures whose existence could never really be proved, but still there are people who swear that they have seen them? I don't know whether to believe in them or not. A few of you might already think about a unique monster that Scotland is famous for. You're right. Today I want to talk about the monster of Loch Ness, or short Nessie. First of all, people who believe in its existence are still arguing about Nessie's gender. Some people say it's a girl, some people say it's a boy, and some people say that Nessie has no gender anyway. So, what do you think? My second random fact about the monster of Loch Ness is more theory than a fact, but still you should know it, it's a really interesting one. A lot of people describe Nessie with a small head, a long neck, two front and two back flippers and an oval-shaped stomach. Actually, there has been a creature living on our planet and looking exactly like this. So, it is a theory that Nessie could be a surviving plesiosaur, which is a kind of dinosaur. Anyway, now you're going to listen to a conversation between our scientist Kiki, who doesn't really believe in Nessie's existence, and Jenny, a young woman who is convinced that Nessie actually exists.
Hello, I'm Jenny.
Hi Jenny, I'm Kiki.
Do you believe in Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness?
I don't believe in Nessie, though I'm searching for it. Do you believe in Nessie?
Yes, I think the stories are real because my parents thought so too. As I was little, they told me the stories every evening, and so I grew up with them.
But you can't believe that. These stories aren't realistic, and it's proved that the photos that exist of Nessie are faked.
When I was 13, my parents and me made a boat trip when suddenly my dad fell into the water and was pulled down by a big creature. Me and my mom shouted and we tried to pull him back out of the water, but it was too late. The monster was too strong and ate my dad.
Oh, that's terrible. But are you sure that this was a monster and not a creeper? Have you seen that the monster ate your dad, or have you only seen that he wasn't there suddenly?
No, I'm not really sure, but do you seriously think a plant is so strong that it can pull down my father?
Yes, creepers are really thick and strong. As I told you, I'm a scientist, and I'm searching for proof that Nessie exists. But I have to tell you that we haven't got any proofs for that. It's true that a lot of people claim that they have seen Nessie, but the most of them are liars.
I'm not sure if Nessie exists.
The BBC made an examination in July 2003. They used 600 sonar beams and divers, but they didn't find any trace or proof that the stories are true. There are no facts that prove the existence of Nessie. I think you only want to find a heroic excuse for the early death of your father. You don't want to admit that he drowned. Because you were only 13, you told yourself that he was being eaten, and then at some point you actually believed it.
You aren't nice. I knew that you wouldn't believe me. Nobody believes me.
I really want to believe you, but there are too many facts that you refute the existence of Nessie. I think it would be a sensation if Nessie exists.
There are some people who believe in Nessie and some who don't. And now we want to ask you, our audience, do you believe in Nessie?
This is the end of our modcast, Nessie, Fact or Fiction. Until tomorrow.